Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Tuesday, November 1st, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have joining me today, folks, once again, many of you love him, many of you despise him, but certainly all can agree this gentleman is absolutely the best federal agent posing as a domestic terrorist. Paul in California, welcome.
Well, good morning, Richard. I am locked and loaded today, ready to go. Another MAGA day in a MAGA world. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Just fine indeed. But, you know, you haven't let me know how I can start collecting those Soros checks, Paul.
I don't pretend to have the inside track on that. I wait every day for mine.
No, I have to just... Because, you know, you do have a lot of triggering comments to many out there in RBN listener land. And so, of course, you know, the Fed post thing, you know, I have to reference that. But, of course, you know, the only reason I even tolerate you, Paul, the only reason I even have you here is to make me look good by comparison.
Nice, nice. Yeah, well, I guess I can make triggering comments because I'm easily triggered sometimes. You know, we all have those days where we just kind of accept the way things are and, you know, not think about it too much. Just enjoy, you know, day-to-day life. Try not to pay too much attention to the so-called media, although it's hard to avoid and many people comment on it. But then there's other days where you actually become authentically human. And you should be genuinely outraged by what is presented to us as not just reality, but their spin on reality. And I kind of feel like you're more fully human the more pissed off you are. And
of course, no, really?
Yeah.
Well, I was feeling that way this morning. I agree absolutely. Very outraged. I want to start a charity fund. I set out this morning to decide to do this. You know, it's going to be the Paul and Nancy Pelosi charity fund because after this just egregious attack, I mean, you know, I hear, you know, we even have Tucker Carlson now discussing it. You sent me an interesting article on it. I went through a bit, and I've seen a lot of sources pointing out just how lefty this guy was. I mean, for anyone to think this was real and not be mentally retarded, I don't know. I have trouble believing that.
Well, it was real, all right, but it's not what we're being told. You know, this guy was not just lefty. He was like a lefty fruitcake, okay? And apparently, according to the great Harry Vox, whose video I was listening to shortly before we began talking this morning on BitChute, Harry Vox, a great orator. Some people think he's maybe a little vulgar, but that the way he does it kind of appeals to me. And he does a 22-minute video on BitChute about this, and it is absolutely hysterical. So apparently, I guess it's fairly well known. Of course, the press doesn't want you to know it, but it's well known that Paul Pelosi likes to walk on the wild side on a regular basis. So there you go.
Just the anomalies of them trying to claim that this guy was, you know, some sort of far right, affiliating him with anything that they can try to tarnish January 6th, every MAGA affiliation they can think of, the claims of them him having far-right websites, and some actually existing, evidently, briefly, they were scrubbed on Saturday. They were scrapped Friday and deleted Saturday, these two far-right websites attributed to David DePepe. This is all clearly with election optics in mind. You know, it's pretty obvious. But, I mean, he was called a friend by Pelosi himself on the phone to police. So that and the glass was on the outside, where it doesn't make sense. They didn't even make it look real to hit it from the outside. They have the glass lined up inside. Those things alone. And when you just, again, the fact that all of these things point to a lefty that we've heard about this guy, and they really do stack up. I mean, here, if I were to just mention, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You had some more. So,
well, I was also just going to shift. I don't want to stay too much on this one topic either.
Well, just the aspects.
I mean, Black Lives Matter sign was in the window of his home. LGBT rainbow flag. He had a relationship with a nudist that supposedly was living with or whatever.
See,
I mean, there's so many.
Okay, focus on that, Richard. Just think about this for a second. It's hard for me to hold back my commentary anymore. So, yeah, you know, that you're sort of sketching out, you know, all the various peripheral details of the things that make it look, different than somebody breaking it and attacking him. And I think that's just the easiest conclusion to make. It's a done deal. You know, we don't need to spend any time debunking that. We know what went on. And you can put friend in quotation marks, friend, because we all know what kind of friend he is based upon this individual and what people, you know, are saying about the situation. But it's one of these, what I would call a teachable moment about, you know, the way that the left wants to portray the right, and the way that the right actually views such things, such activity. So I think I can speak for a lot of so-called people on the right. We don't care too much about homosexuality in general. It's of no interest to us at all. We're not afraid of it as in phobia, okay? A lot of us may find it distasteful, okay? And that's a normal, you know, reaction to, envisioning the sorts of things that these people do.
Okay? And protect our children
right.
from indoctrination, of course, yeah.
Right. We're wired, you know, that way. There's a sense of revulsion and a sense of, well, okay, that's not right, but as long as they are not trying to do any harm, then we're pretty much live and let live. You know, we may not want you to be teachers and Boy Scout leaders, but we don't hate you so much, and we're not afraid of you. We just want the activity and the, the personality traits to have its
proper
function in society. Not to be glorified. So what the people on the right resent is that the left and the media is trying to throw in our faces the normalization of what is decidedly abnormal and is more than likely some sort of a biological or hormonal or psychological error or malfunction. There really isn't a culture in history that did not regard homosexuality as pathology. This is not controversial at all until, well, the last few decades where we're told, okay, that something is wrong with us if we're normal. We're labeled as cisgender, right? Cisgender, toxic masculinity, and then you just go all the way to the end of the spectrum. Oh, you're like a fascist Nazi white male, you know? It's insane. They're deliberately trying to destabilize and undermine all of this. Because all that we have is each other in our own social construct, our own familial construct, and our own cultural and social construct. And this is what historically the Jews love to attack. That's what they do.
And that may allow me a suitable topic pivot, actually. Speaking of the Third Reich, here's an ironic story on another topic. Globalist Robert Reich, rather, who was whining about the billionaire Elon Musk allegedly allowing free speech on the internet. He's out there doing that when, putting it in perspective, of course, you have to realize pretty much every U.S. media and entertainment company is owned by these globalist oligarchs who only want to allow these globalist-approved Judaic-approved narratives and suppress all truth tellers out there. And you've heard me mention I don't trust Elon. I think even the transhuman thing is telling and could even be utilized with Twitter. And some of it could just be subtle, not like extreme, like Matrix, like they have that ability, but get us hooked on our technology more and more. And if you get a little claim that you'll get more and more VR, well, at least for the porn, because the Jews have been so extreme in the porn industry already, getting the whole culture in Hollywood geared for that. I mean, people will become addicted to the technology more and more as a way of control. That's just because their ordinary real lives are not as desirable, especially what's put in their heads in these indoctrination centers passing for schools. You want to comment on Elon?
Well, I think it's pretty well agreed upon by those that have looked into it, including myself, that Elon Musk is likely not what he's presented as. I mean, his background, who his parents were, you know, how he acquired his so-called wealth, and the actual truth about exactly how wealthy he is, because it doesn't add up. You know, so there's a lot of sketchy things. So I'm going to withhold judgment. I mean, we're witnessing a stage play. That's all we can really say. We're in the audience, okay, and up on the stage are actors. Now, some of them may be going off script and ad-libbing. I don't really know. But again, I don't think that our savior is going to come from the billionaire class, which is Elon Musk, which is Kanye West, which is Donald Trump, so on and so forth. This is not, in my opinion, a controversial position to take, okay? Now, that's not to say that it couldn't come from some man of position or wealth. It could. But the key words were, I don't think that our rescuer or our savior is going to come from the billionaire class because these people all travel in the same circles. Now, Elon Musk may not be welcome at all the best parties. I don't know. But again, if he does some good things and allows more freedom of speech at Twitter, well, then overall, that's a good thing, but we have to be wary of whose agenda he is indeed serving, because there's been speculation on the internet for a while among some very intelligent people I read that they're engineering this shift to the right for whatever reason. In other words, the Democrats are being sabotaged and abandoned on purpose. For years, they've been presented as grotesquely unlikable, right? Their agenda is grotesquely unlikable and detestable. To even, you know, left-leaning Democrat types, they don't like what they're seeing and like what they're what is being proposed. So there's people that are saying that we're all being pushed deliberately to the right. Again, that sounds logical to me. I don't know exactly, but we shall see where this goes with Elon Musk. It's another thing of interest for us to look at up on the stage.
Yes, it is that, and noticing some posts from allegedly people representing the ADL suggesting already a list of people that he better not reinstate in addition to Trump, because many are saying, hey, why didn't he already reinstate Trump? He's supposed to have some panel talk about potential reinstatements before anyone is reinstated. Many people are not buying that and saying that already looks shady, but in and of itself, there doesn't need to be a delay. It's a pretty simple algorithm and computer program for Twitter in general. But yeah, Trump hasn't been reinstated yet. And some posts on behalf of the ADL, looks, is making a list of others we can't allow because just society would crumble. And they mentioned Dr. Duke by name. They had to mention his former Ku Klux Klan affiliation, former Ku Klux Klan. I think they may have called him a white supremacist too, of course. You know, they had to do that. David Duke, who I greatly admire. And then, of course, they mentioned Alex Jones. They mentioned Alex Jones on there, and a few others. I'd have to see if I could find it maybe during the break, the article and post there. We have a lot of people of Hollywood celebs already claiming they're going to leave their Twitter account. Not actually doing it, but they love that attention, but they're just claiming it. So, we'll remain to see if... I mean, because, yeah, if he doesn't reinstate people, that's a huge warning flag. He claimed that he's just going to focus on things that are illegal. You know, the First Amendment is going to include hate speech, supposedly, for this guy. We'll see if that continues, I'm not buying it. I don't think that'll be the case whatsoever.
Well, I read online that Trump is not that interested in Twitter. You know, he's got his own platform now.
Sure.
I'm assuming he would have some interest in reposting some things over at Twitter, but I probably think that, again, assuming this is all authentic, that Trump just could be pissed off and said, no, I'm done with you now. You know, you never know, right? I mean, they banned him. The whole theater of the absurd, that's really what all this really is to me. It's the theater of the absurd. And when you think about how childishly transparent it is, this paradigm they've set up with the right versus left and what we do and say versus what they do and say, okay? We're not necessarily saying nasty things about them all the time. What we're trying to do is to tell the truth about them and to tell the truth about their lies. Okay, they lie about us, right? And they say the nastiest, most slanderous things about us, okay? Very insulting things, demeaning things, trying to basically say that they're better than us. Basically, when you say somebody else is a racist, it's code speak for they are less. They are worse than me, okay? We are better than them because we're not a racist. That's all it really means, because it's one of those terms, like so much of what they do, that is not defined. It's just an attack. It's a slur. What I can't stand about a lot of whites and other people in the right, you know, so-called movement is, you know, defending, oh, no, I'm not a racist, when it hasn't really been defined. You know, this is an immediate negative buzzword. And everything else, like I said, all the propaganda they trot out all the time, what they do is lie, right, and say terrible things about us. And when the so-called right defends itself and points out their lies, well, then we're going to be banned. No, it's just childish nonsense.
And we had a leak, allegedly, from the Department of Homeland Security's. This was through the Post-Millennial website. Starting in 2020, DHS began meeting with Twitter, Facebook, Wikipedia as well. More than that, for that matter. And every month, they would coordinate content moderation efforts. Now, this is, of course, no surprise to us, but it certainly became more consistent, they're saying, starting in 2020, obviously due to COVID, censorship of any science which refuted their agendas and their
right.
official claim.
Mm-hmm. Right. Perfect example, okay, of they won't tolerate revealing of the facts and the truth about what the vaccines are doing to people and what's in them. Because that's misinformation. Meanwhile, their murderous agenda, since we always should bear in mind that their agenda is murder, right, that cannot be exposed. So therefore, we have to have content control. See, it's just, like I said, it's just unreal. Theater of the absurd. Sorry, Richard, go on.
And DHS and Meta, the parent company of Facebook, did not respond to a request for comment. Imagine my shock, Paul.
I can see the shocked look on your face now.
I'll have more on censorship and a few other stories for you to debunk when we return, sir. And listeners, please stick around. Please support the station. Check out these messages from our commercial sponsors, and we'll be right back.
OPEC Plus cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The oil-producing nations of OPEC Plus announced that they are cutting oil outputs by 2 million barrels a day. Senator Joe Manchin said the move shows that the U.S. must emphasize American energy independence and security. Seems like I've heard that before. In response to the output cut, the Biden administration announced the release of 10 million more barrels from the nation's strategic petroleum reserves. Gee, that will cover the shortfall for a whole 5 days. Then what? Biden has already drained the reserves to their lowest point in decades. Biden created this problem by forcing his green agenda and is using the nation's strategic reserves as his party's campaign checkbook to attempt to bring gas prices down before next month's elections. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Paul in California. And we're just commenting on the DHS leak, where starting in 2020, DHS began meeting with Twitter, Facebook, Wikipedia, and others monthly to coordinate content moderation efforts. And of course, Paul and I here agree it's obviously primarily accelerated due to COVID censorship. Anything relating to the true science relating to COVID or these mRNA shots being censored and labeled misinformation, you know, as opposed to worshiping Fauci's pseudoscience as a religion. And it's not just COVID, though. I noticed at the bottom of the fourth paragraph, it adds, information that could undermine trust in financial institutions was also targeted. So that's perfect timing, because COVID, as I say, was necessary due to the economic conditions. And criticism of the very crux of the issue, these private central banks, these generally, well, I won't say generally, they're all Jewish, okay? These Jewish private central bankers.
Yeah. And
go ahead.
We can't have confidence undermined in essentially a mafioso monopolistic counterfeiting operation. We must maintain that confidence in the general public at all costs. That's a very sound strategy on their part, I believe, you know.
And as far as these social credit score future plans, ESG and what have you. That includes, of course, to a large degree, under social and governance, really, questioning the official narratives. And I've been saying for a while how they're going to start ramping up climate change, green agendas, propaganda more and more, and parallel it with COVID, way before COVID runs out of too much steam. And they have been, just as I'm saying, along with trying to have more and more digital apps and tracking for this purpose. To further prove that, though, right now the World Health Organization is out there saying COVID and climate change are compounding each other, Paul.
Oh, of course, yeah. What this reminds me of, it brings up a little picture, you know, and I guess probably one of these stories or allegories, perhaps, but I think the position that they're in now, imagine they start rolling a small, you know, boulder up a hill, and at first the hill, this is the Jews, okay, and they're pushing their agenda, their propaganda, their lies, their nefarious schemes, right? They're pushing this thing up the hill, and as they go up the hill, it starts to get steeper, and the boulder starts to gather more and more material, more and more debris, and it gets bigger and bigger and heavier and heavier. And they're at the point now where they're struggling to continue to push. And I think the more that they push and the harder they push the nonsense, right? The vaccine, COVID nonsense. Oh, look, it's a new variant. It's the bubblegum variant of COVID. It's deadly, you know? Or the more that they push this so-called climate change on people, more and more people are going to start to resist, and sooner or later, this boulder is going to start to roll back downhill and over them, hopefully. And I think that history shows that has happened before. And to me, that's the way that I look at what's going on now. Everybody's talking about that they're, quote, desperate. I don't know, but I think they're strenuously struggling to keep pushing and enlarging this overall narrative of tyranny. And I just don't see it holding together. That's my take for the moment.
I think you're right on that. And it's not possible to just accelerate and accelerate and in a short time span think you can achieve the amount of social engineering that these people are attempting, even with the potential population reduction, which could be part of their agenda. I don't think they'll kill enough people in time before a major revolt is still considerably threatening to their future. I agree completely. Let's see. We have a new Supreme Court challenge. Is this? Yes, we do. Yeah. There's no equality if colleges can rate skin color in admissions, as the Chief Justice said so simply. The way to stop discrimination on the basis of race is to stop discrimination on the basis of race. I may have to continue describing this after the break, but the Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments, and this is possibly going to overturn, well, trying to overturn a 2003 decision, which allowed race to be considered in making admissions decisions. And of course, they have some legalese law splainer showing you why it's the right thing to do, folks. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on this as well, Paul, after we return. Stick around, folks.
I bet you would.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Tuesday co-host Paul in California. There's a Professor Jenkins out there stating hate speech is free speech. And absolutely, I agree 100%. Over in Brazil, we currently have a communist coup in progress. There's some videos flying out there with some pretty graphic details. Of course, this kind of stuff happens there all the time, this sort of violence. It's a multicultural hellhole, but that should be a warning for the West. And these are political killings. After a stolen election, 2020, U.S. intervention was obvious, as the communist junta that took over Brazil is now killing Bolsonaro. But they're killing the supporters of his opponent in the streets, like all communist regimes when they install a power after a coup. But that is a warning for us, and it's related to these topics, these college issues on race, Paul. I mean, okay, there are students for fair admissions arguing race classifications are unnecessarily divisive and carry stigmatic harm. I'd say that's way too mild. You know, if you want to be completely fair, you know, when grading, you shouldn't even see the person's name on there. Just see a long number representing the student. Okay. Because then you can tell the ethnicity on that these days. Well, give me a minute, Paul. I'm going to get – I know you're already raring to go on this. But we even have a Harvard – we even have a Harvard student government funding the Supreme Court protest in favor of the affirmative action. And just to read just the excerpt, okay – The Supreme Court hears oral arguments on Monday in the twin cases of Students for Fair Admissions, Inc. versus President and Fellows of Harvard College and Students for Fair Admissions, Inc. versus University of North Carolina, with the plaintiffs in both cases asking the High Court to overturn its 2003 decision in Grutter versus Bollinger, which held that institutions of higher education could consider an applicant's race in making admissions decisions. And then the explaining from these legalese: Students for Fair Admissions, Inc., or SFFA, is an organization, quote, dedicated to defending the right to racial equality in college admissions, unquote. They should have said equity, right? And includes as members Asian American students who were denied admission to Harvard and the University of North Carolina. So if it were whites, this wouldn't have even been brought up. In making admissions decisions, both Harvard and the University of North Carolina consider the race of applicants, with the schools advantaging American Indian, Hispanic, and Black applicants to the disadvantage of Asian American students.
Okay.
On behalf of its members,
please.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Go ahead.
Enough. Enough. I can't take it anymore, okay? I'm going to give you a no-holds-barred take, okay? I'm going DEFCON 1488, all right? I'm tired of this crap. It's all nonsense, okay? This multiracial, multicultural society is the Jewish dream. They want us all to be victims. They want us all to be racist. It's a schism in our personality, right, with white people. Oh, well, we're the oppressors, we're the racists, we have privilege, but we're also the victim, right? Now we're the victim, and we want other people to advocate. Oh, the blacks recognize now, Kanye and his crew, they know now that we're being discriminated. Oh, look at the Asians are being discriminated against. Oh, look at this, look at that. It's all got to go. I wish I could come back incarnated as an indestructible tank. Right?
I can't believe when this goes on, though, actually, a couple paragraphs down. Okay, if I skip ahead.
I don't want to hear any more of it.
The
worst thing that can happen.
I want to mention this part to the listeners, though. Wait, hold on a second, okay? Another example of how this wouldn't even... It's still actually trying to be somehow showing whites as the opposition to win the case. The same year the SFFA sued the University of North Carolina. It filed a separate lawsuit against Harvard, challenging Harvard's use of race in the admissions process under Title VI, alleging that the university discriminates against Asian American applicants and arguing that they are less likely to be admitted than similarly qualified white, black, or Asian applicants. That was all quoted, I should have mentioned. So, I mean, they're grouping white with black and Hispanic, where the
Asians... Yeah, I know.
So it's absurd.
I don't care. Nobody should care. I do not care. Racism, racial realism, racialism, right, is the only answer for us. It's the only way forward. I am sick of this crap. I can't take it.
The attack on meritocracy.
It's the worst thing that can happen. I'm in my rant.
Well, okay. Well, you don't always get a pure rant. I get to sometimes cut in there. Remember, you're here to make me look good, Paul. But sometimes, you know, you have to look at all the factors and throw in some of these others. I'm telling you, though, it's important to get more and more people putting in others' minds, okay? The attack on meritocracy is necessary for their multicultural agenda, for their anti-white replacement agenda in this country, their clergy plan, because it's otherwise not... I mean, if you see the obvious differences, eventually people will have the right to self-organize in whatever means they choose, and it won't work. People will be able to enforce self-determination eventually if given left to their own devices. They have to socially engineer and gaslight. They have to constantly gaslight the populations. But I'll let you finish your rant before I move on.
Well, there's no point at this point. I had a flow. I had multiple ready to go, and it just got interrupted a couple times. And again, we all know this stuff that you're talking about. Okay, we all know that's what they're doing. But
New listeners tuning into RBN, Paul.
I know. Actually, why are you interrupting my sentence? I don't understand this.
Okay.
It's a conversation sometimes.
It's sometimes a conversation, too. But go on.
Well, right. We're having a conversation, but not in the middle of my sentence. I'm sorry. I can't help but say it. Oh, okay.
You're just so lovable. That's why we love you. You're just so lovable. That's why I keep you for the RBN listeners. I mean, yeah.
To finish my thought, okay, the core of the problem is not discrimination or racism or any of this other stuff that this court case is going to be talking about. The core of the problem is we have been inundated with all sorts of other non-white people and their so-called culture and their racial and cultural interests. That's the core issue. That's a physical reality on the ground, and you can see it quite clearly in California. And so there's no court case and there's no policy change that's going to make any damn difference in that biological reality. And you have to come back to what William Pierce and Kevin Alfred Strom often speak about in terms of biology. Okay, this is a biological issue. We need our own territory. Again, we need our own nation, our own culture. That's the only direction this can go. Other than that, we're just going to continue to walk right into the trap that has been set for us with this ongoing legislation, policy, advocating for various interests of various racial groups, a seat at the table, shared power, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, enemy
still has control. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'll just add that I don't think you can accomplish all that at once with most whites even awakening to this information, becoming racially aware and a racial realist. You can't get them right away on board with wanting white countries. You can't. You have to take it a couple steps, break it into a few stages at least. And so stressing on the air, to me, something that's a little more focused on that first stage and a bit of hints at that second stage, that's kind of more
No time for the first stage.
Yeah, well, you have to win the war of ideas a bit.
And I'm not saying that I'm not talking about how quickly it has to happen and blah, blah, or bypassing some perceived number of steps. I guess people are going to be thinking about this, intellectualized. Well, there should be a number of steps. You know, okay, fine, that may be true. I'm just talking about how we should think about it, how we need to look at it, okay? Because, again, I think everybody already agrees there's no, quote, political solution. So that doesn't leave too many other possibilities when you, quote, leave politics out of it. And I think politics is pretty well known to be the death to us because, of course, it's controlled by our enemy.
And if I were to try to fit in a bit of a...
Sure, go ahead.
Somewhat different topic with the time left. This Professor Jenkins... defending that hate speech is free speech, and it's just a good take. It has actually, you can check this out at Campus Reform, and he's at least one example who's putting out there that there's no exceptions, and people have to understand that. I mean, one of the main differences between, well, what he calls in the article conservatives and leftists today, okay, is that the former takes a constitutional view of speech with no limits. Yeah.
If I may, Richard, and I'll try to be civil as I can about this. So you mentioned in this article by this guy Jenkins, I guess, and he's saying that, you know, hate speech is free speech, or let's turn it around, free speech is hate speech, whatever. You know, here's my take, and it's very simple. Okay. Big deal. Welcome to the club. This is the kind of thing that's been talked about in the press. I can remember as a kid in high school, you know, oh, yeah, we must protect all free speech, even speech that's unpopular. Unpopular speech is the most important sort of speech, you know, that needs protection. I remember that from, like, high school civics class in the 70s. There's nothing new here.
Yeah, but, you know, I think...
There's nothing to celebrate.
Yeah, but I think the high school and college students are getting gaslit worse and worse every decade on the idea of free speech.
But what
and
I'm
so
talking
we have
about
to undo that. Go ahead.
I know, but look, bringing this guy up like this is a new development. This is a new novel take. Hey, another professor or another so-and-so said this. It's like, yeah, welcome to, you know, the 1700s, the 1800s. This is not what we, quote, need. Although it's okay, it's fine, it's good, but it's just nothing new. That's just my way of looking at it, and I don't fault you for wanting to read the story or talk about it. I just, you know, I guess I'm here to pound on everything, I suppose. I'm in one of those moods. Sorry.
Today you're Black Pill Paul, I understand. But, yeah, no, I think it's good that some people who are still teaching are willing to maintain these stances rather than just focused on their a job, basically, and their teaching career. And I mean, you just made some other good points in the way things were phrased there, but I wasn't planning on going through the entire article. Yeah. There's a good example of how universities are using reporting systems for people to tattle on each other in another article, trying to normalize this. But COVID sparked a lot of apps encouraging that. There was an entertaining article on a queer brown woman who was furious at leaders of an anti-sexual assault group merely because they were straight white men. She had to say cisgender. I don't even validate that as a necessary reference, but straight white cisgender men. And so, you know, these people are just so have been made so delusional by the Jewish far left.
Yeah, I know.
Radical
it's like
system.
The same thing over and over
and then,
again.
And then there,
like,
there was a, and then there was about this one Jewish university in New York. There was an interesting story at Campus Reform where it was talking about how they're standing up, having an alternative, more traditional group which doesn't recognize a gay pride, basically, in place of the LGBT student group. Pride Alliance, that they were trying to have there, like I guess they have at other campuses. And so, yeah, it has like four branches in the New York area, Yeshiva University, and, you know, for their own people, you know, this is allowed. But if you had any other, you know, religions college, they'd be coming down on them. You have to have an LGBT group in your Christian college or your Muslim college or Protestant college or this and that, you know. So it's just the double standards. Everything here with these agendas, the multiculturalism, the transgender, and of course the homosexuality. It's you know, just something I always like to remind it. And again, we have new listeners all the time here, Paul. Kathleen in Texas is on the line. Kathleen, hey, welcome. Hey, what's on your mind? Do we have Kathleen? Kind of quick to jump to you.
Hey, Richard and Paul. Richard, fabulous show as usual. I would like to see is, Paul, I would like to see you have your own show, and Mike, the producer, has a great soundtrack of a submachine gun, and so when somebody comes on that is obnoxious, which I understand, you can just press that button and disconnect them.
Well, thank you, Kathleen.
I think it would be a very popular show. Anyway, that's what I called to say. Anyway, you guys are always in my prayers, and Julie and Mike and Sam and all the listeners and hosts and everything. So I really appreciate you guys. Okay, take care.
Well,
thank you, Kathleen.
Well, here, Paul wanted to respond.
Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, if you wanted to hang on for a moment, I will finish my take. You mentioned about the soundtrack of submachine guns or something. And part of my rant earlier, my reaction to all this, you know, this nonsense about discrimination in colleges and court decisions, and like I said, just the playground of the Jew, where we're basically, we've been inundated with all these foreigners, and we have all competing interests now. It's exactly what they want. And I'm talking metaphorically about, I wanted to bring the whole thing down, and I was going to make the analogy, I wish I could be reincarnated as a tank, some kind of super tank, with, you know, my normal turd-mounted gun, as well as, you know, a flamethrower and other necessary implements just to take the whole thing down. I'm talking about down to the ground and reconstruct it from the ashes. because at this point, I just don't feel that we're in any position to let things get worse, and that's the direction they're being pushed. But yeah, thank you for your sentiments, Kathleen. I appreciate it.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the new show. I mean, I know that you're going to have huge numbers. Okay, take care, you guys.
Thank you again.
Bye.
We'll be right. Bye. Thank you. We'll be right back, folks.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Back for the final segment, folks, Beyond the Official Narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Paul in California. I believe we have another caller for you, Paul. Douglas in California. Welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
Hello, Richard and Paul. I've been listening to alternative media for well over 20 years. And I want to say, Paul, of all the people I've heard call in on all these different shows, you have been most concise and direct on what the agenda should be. And I suggest that you get your own show, and possibly your first guest could be David Duke. Thank you for what you bring in.
Thank you, Douglas. And to just finish out, you know, part of what I was trying to say before is, see, the issue is we don't want a multiracial, multicultural college and admissions to such, right? We don't want our children to go to school with blacks, okay? We don't want our children to have to compete with, like, 4.000 SAT cheating Asians, okay? We don't want to be inundated with millions upon millions of the third world, whether it's India, China, Nigeria, Mexico, or anywhere else. That's the point, okay? It's not about so-called racial quotas and discrimination and reverse discrimination. This is all the Jewish blather talking points that they want us preoccupied with. And in the end, this thing only goes one way. Well, it's going to go two ways. It's going to go our way or their way. And most of us have already decided we don't like their way. Right? Their way is not what we want. And so therefore, I say the things that I say and I think the things that I think. And it's hard for me to do otherwise. And I appreciate any you know, people that agree with me. That's fantastic. And if you disagree with me, that's fine. It's a spectrum. But I think it's undeniable, the points that I make.
I think it would be fantastic if you had your own show. Of course, it changes the dynamic a bit. Some people feel you can get away with more as a guest or a caller, even perhaps a co-host rather than the host role. And, you know, it could affect the persona, the flow, you know, the dynamic you feel. But I think you would be excellent if you considered that and they found a time slot at a fit everyone's schedule sometime down the line. And I'm sure I could help arrange for Dr. Duke to be that first guest if you wanted it so, or whoever, try to help out with networking. But I do think it's a good idea, Paul. Perhaps you should consider hosting.
Well, I thank you for the sentiment. You know, things like that have been suggested before in various times and places by different people, and I always appreciate those who estimate that to be a good thing. I just am not sure how much exactly I would have to say, certainly not daily. I'm not sure I have the energy, such as a young man like you, to continue to come to the plate every day. But it's something that could be considered. And, you know, again, I thank you and any callers for that sentiment. I view it as a compliment.
Well, anyone else who wants to email on that topic, I can forward all that. I'll forward those emails to Paul. And thank you, as always, then. It was a pleasure, Paul.
Well, thank you again for tolerating me, Richard, and I'm sorry that I got a little hot-headed today.
Oh, well, you know, sometimes you forget that it's all about Richard. So. All right, folks, please support the station to keep all of this possible, all of these perspectives, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.